Time now to visit with Sagan Heart coach Doug Goltz. The Irish are coming off a tough loss last week to the 7th-ranked Elmwood Murdoch squad. Coach, 78-28, the final score. Just kind of a disappointing night for the Irish all the way around, it sounds like.
Yeah, we didn't play very good defense. I thought we were prepared, but they just pretty much lined up and ran straight ahead football at us, and we didn't stop it. They ran the option, and they ran some ISOs, and we had a good start, and then was up 8-0. Then they ran a punt back on us, and then pretty much downhill after that. We kind of made it interesting. We scored a touchdown and recovered an onside kick that was kind of a surprise onside for them, and we got it back to 2 touchdowns, but then they scored a couple more times there before the second quarter ended, and game was pretty much over at halftime.
Mm-hmm. And not taking anything away, they're a very good football team. So turn the page on that one. Now we've got 2 games to go here for the Irish in the regular season. It's hard to believe we're at that point already. But Freeman Falcons are coming to town tonight. Freeman is 1-5, but as you said, like your football team, their schedule's not been very friendly to them this year.
Yeah, they probably have as tough a schedule as anybody in D1. I mean, Shelby Rising City is 6-0, McCool Junction 5-1, Lords Central 5-1, JCC 5-1, and then last week they got thumped by Johnson Brock, which is one of the top teams in this area, an 8-man. So they've played a lot of good teams. I think the thing that kind of stands out is they score points. They have scored, you know, about 29 points a game, but they're giving up a lot of points, a little bit like us. They haven't been able to stop teams very well.
And as far as what they're going to do, are they a running team, passing team?
Well, they have some huge linemen,
mm-hmm.
and the hope is that they don't just run it down our throat. Because they do like to throw it around a lot. They've got a good quarterback. His twin brother's a good receiver. They run about 30 different formations, and they really like to throw the ball all around and mix in the run. But if they decide to just line up and come right at us, that's where we've struggled just because of our lack of size. So it'll kind of be a little bit of a chess game, I guess, to see what their coach is going to try to do. You know, Elmwood Murdoch, they are able to do a lot of things offensively, but against us, they didn't need to. They just ran the I formation and ran it right down us. So
mm-hmm. Freeman's one of those schools, I don't know what's in the genetics up there or the water or whatever. Doesn't matter if it's basketball or football, they always seem to have a bunch of big kids, don't they?
Yeah, they've got a good thing going right now. You know, it'll be interesting to see where they end up next year as far as classification. You know, Elmwood Murdoch, I've heard, have some really large classes in the elementary and junior high right now. So I don't know if they'll end up going back to 11-man eventually, but for them to be in D2,
mm-hmm.
You know, they had 30-some players out. They've got good participation, and they're one of the bigger teams in our class.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck to the Irish tonight as they wrap up the home portion of the regular season tonight at Jug Brown. Good luck to the Irish.
Thanks, John.
That's our Sagan Heart Coaches Show for this week.